Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mulligan Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We, of course, are broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Want to thank our guy, Evan Thomas. He gets us up and running, motivated, and twitching every morning. And thanks to everyone. A lot of good calls and texts and emails.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Wednesday, August 21st. Happy birthday to Bonnie Rarick, Odyssey's MVP. Happy birthday,
Happy
Bonnie.
Happy birthday, Bonnie.
And she takes care of everybody.
She holds the place together.
Yes, she does.
Can we also give a shout out to Sister Jean?
Yes.
105 today.
Oh, 105?
Her 105th birthday today. How crazy is that?
Happy birthday, Sister Jean.
That's a long time. Man.
That's
long
a lot time. Of that's a lot of years.
She's been here for a good time and a long time.
Well, I don't know that a nun is here for a good time.
Thanks to our guy, Dustin William Rhodes.
Herbie the Love Bug.
And of course,
Coach, no one knows Brandon who Herbie Fryer. The Love Bug is.
Look Young Jedi.
Well played, Brandon. That's great.
Hey, I believe we have the great man, Lawrence Holmes.
Indeed.
Good morning, Lawrence. And we mentioned it's a Layla Wednesday. Layla Rahimi, everybody. And let's not forget Dan Bernstein.
Puerto Rican, I done done.
Ozzy was good today.
Ozzy called Baez that. Oh,
Javi. Yeah, Javi doesn't walk enough.
Yeah, without the walks.
Oh, well,
he's missing strikeouts. He's missing one of the outcomes.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I hope Flusy knows that Herbie the Love Bug was before I was born.
Yeah, he's not
that's
even 19, old enough
right,
to know that.
That's 1968.
But there was a pop culture awareness of Herbie the Love Bug when Flusy was growing up, right? No?
Yeah, I watched
maybe,
that movie.
I guess. The Love Bug. No. Yeah. Wrong one.
Ooh, okay. That would be quite the mashup.
I remember being at a Sox game.
The boat would
game,
go nowhere.
And Adam Dunn was going up to bat. And some guy standing there screaming, get it over with. And it was me.
You can hear somebody yelling at the Sox game the other night pretty loudly.
Yeah, they're in that problem. Every once in a while, every few years, the White Sox have the issue of how high do we want the crowd mic in the mix?
Yeah.
Because sometimes you get one leather-lunged dude out there with a couple of Little King's cream ales in him.
That could happen in September.
Oh, yeah.
As they chase this record.
You know what they haven't done?
As they chase 125 losses.
That's it.
You know what they haven't done much of that's surprising to me? This is traditionally the time of year where if you have anywhere near that many losses, TBD comes up quite a bit on your starting rotation probables, and yet they've somehow avoided it more than I thought they would.
Well, when you have a AAA pitching staff, you've got guys who are trying to prove themselves that they're probably trying to make good impressions.
They
Luckily
brought him
for
up.
The Cubs, they are getting that from the Tigers.
Yes. Yes. You're right, Lawrence. The Cubs are getting that.
Is it three bullpen starts in a row?
How do you do that?
But that's also kind of what they do. You know, Jason Benetti was telling us yesterday with the way they think about openers. They're looking like they're using this time to pioneer some stuff they may be
they're
doing
not,
in
that's
the future.
Not what they're doing, Dan. They have injuries in their rotation, so they're doing the best that they can.
But wasn't he talking though about their pitching philosophy being a little more outside the box
No one's doing three in a row for their philosophy. They're doing it out of necessity.
How many guys do you need to do three in a row, right? I mean, don't
that's
you?
Fine.
Yeah. A lot of guys who could have multiple appearances, some rubber arm dudes. I don't know.
Somebody's don't know what, getting shuffled back and forth from AAA for sure in that mix.
They could sign Hector Neris.
They could.
He's available.
Sure. He's available for everybody.
To me, that was the biggest indication that they knew they were over the luxury tax. If you really had the CBT as the governor we thought it was, then you don't make that move. And they made
I just
it.
I think he was bad.
Yeah, I think the fact that they made the move on Saturday,
Dan also.
I think we all felt the same way Friday night.
Months.
You know, everybody felt Friday night. You felt like that's it.
what are we doing here? And that turns out that they felt the same way.
You've seen guys who just knew that they were not in the proper role, which I think happened famously with Liam Hendricks and Craig Kimbrell. Craig Kimbrell's a ninth inning guy. Hendricks said he would pitch the eighth when they were both on the same team. But this, I feel like that was the case for a little bit, and then it just went from that to worse.
I can't wait until the game 7 of the World Series and Michael Kopech goes out for the ninth and Hector Neris goes out for the Astros in the ninth.
Don't rule it out.
Neris versus Kopech, final inning.
I will say
one
this.
One-run game.
Would you let Ohtani pitch?
Will he be ready by then? He would be ready by then, right?
Get to game 7?
Theoretically.
Yeah.
I will say
two
this.
Innings?
Like, if you ever needed an indication that change of scenery is good even for pitchers, like Reynaldo Lopez and Michael Kopech.
Well, it's the White Sox. That's the
Lopez last night was like 10 strikeouts.
10 strikeouts.
Yeah. Reynaldo Lopez has been crushing anybody. It all season.
You know, in fairness, and I'm not going to be fair because it's not fair to be fair, but they tried everything with Ronaldo, didn't they? They moved him to every spot you could think of.
They tried everything they had.
He played every role.
And then Johnny Cueto famously tutored him.
Yeah, he did really well his last season with the White Sox.
Should I hang on? Anyway, what do you got?
We have
none of that.
Packed together Wednesday show as we get set to leave for Las Vegas immediately after.
Wow.
Today we'll feature Mark Grody at 10:25, Mike Florio at 11, Russ Dorsey at 12:25. We should mention High Noon is in there at 11:40, and Jason Leisure at 1, and a whole lot more.
Have a great show.
Have a great one, guys.